Hello and welcome to YMC 175. Can I ask who you are, please?
My name is Peter Posner.
Fantastic. And what's your role within the YMCA at the moment?
I'm a Vice President of YMCA England and Wales.
Fantastic. And what roles have you had before this? Why do I know you so well?
Well, just a year ago I was the President of the World YMCA. I did that for 4 years. And a couple of years before that, I was the president of YMCA Europe. And a couple of years before that, I was the treasurer of YMCA Europe. And a few years before that, I was the chair of YMCA England. And yeah, I've been around a little bit.
So why no celebrity throughout YMCA? We absolutely love it. So I've got a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
First of all, what inspired you to get involved in the YMCA in the first place when you were younger?
My boss told me to get involved in the YMCA. I used to work for a bank and in a big city in England, and all the junior managers were told in a very polite way to get involved in something. So I was asked to become the assistant treasurer of the YMCA in my city, which is what I did. And always, for many, many years, the senior guy in that bank was the treasurer of the YMCA. And he needed someone to do the paperwork, and that was me. So I did that for a couple of years, and when it was time to move jobs, I did something strange. I said, is it possible to stay? Remembering then I was only 27, 28, so I was easily half the age of anybody else on board. Yeah, so that's how I got involved, and that was 1981.
Fantastic. So was there a moment that really inspired you, that you saw someone else, or you saw a program that made you go, actually, I really want to stay within the YMCA?
It's an interesting question, because I think the answer to that is yes. I was working in an artificial world of money and prosperity, and I realized that the Y gave opportunities to people that would normally never have those opportunities. We use this phrase such a lot with the YMCA, but life-changing. It changed their lives, and life-saving. And I, with my modest background and my white middle-class life, was able to do something to help save and change the lives of young people. Incredible.
Yeah, fantastic. So, obviously, you've been able to do so many things with all your roles within YMCA. I know this is probably a question that you get asked a lot, but I would like to know, what's been your, favourite memory, or, you know, what's been the most meaningful memory that you've had within YMCA?
I've grown a lot through the YMCA, and I'm sitting here with all that stuff behind me because of the YMCA, all the abilities that it's given me. And one of the great things it's enabled is that I'm able to talk to people like you and just chat and listen to people's stories. And one of the things that always floors me is when somebody comes to me a year or 10 years later to say, you remember we had that chat, like you did to me, do you remember when we had that chat and we spoke about such and such? Well, I actually went ahead and did it, and now I'm doing something else. To know that I've actually had an effect on people's lives is a heck of a responsibility, but a massive privilege. So there are many of those, and I'm blessed to be able to say that.
Well, very good. So obviously you're a hero of mine, but who has been a hero of yours in the YMCA?
In the YMCA, so many. And one of the massive things about the YMCA is everybody's a hero. I'm not avoiding the question.
Yeah.
But it's so many. It's seeing the young people on the stage today and tell their stories. I've had the honour of representing the YMCA to government presidents or ministers or heads of churches and stuff. And they're all lovely.
Yeah.
But actually, the key people are the people, in my opinion, who are in the local YMCAs, either the delivery people or the young people that are receiving some benefit from the YMCA. Those are the people that impact. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is when we make decisions like here today about the YMCA, we've always got to remember, what impact will that have on the young people that come to our YMCAs? Is it going to be a good impact? Are they going to be involved? Is it going to be a bad impact? Is it going to be an old guy with gray hair trying to make decisions for young people? All of these questions are so important. Yeah, we can go on forever.
Yeah, ever forever. Right, so as someone, I've just newly been started, I've only been within the YMCA for 4 years. My job role isn't quite the normal side of the YMCA, and I really want to get more involved on the charity side of it. As a young person inspired by the charity, what advice do you have for me?
Just do it. Just do it. I've learnt over the years, and now I've got the benefit of being an old man, and I can get away with stuff. But just do it. Just put yourself there. Just say, I can do this. We've heard it this morning. That fantastic young woman from Haiti who said, just do it. What do you want to be when you grow up? You. That's what you want to be. And so, very often, the YMCA is blessed with and cursed with people like me that hang around for ever. And what we need to do is encourage space for you to take over those positions. And the way to do it is just to be there. The reason that I stayed after my 2 years and I moved away is because I said, please, can I stay? And they had to have a board meeting to find out if I could stay with the YMCA. And 5 years later, I was the chairman of the YMCA. And I was in my early 40s, literally half the age of my predecessor. That's what you do, you just push yourself there. The other thing to remember is you don't know everything, but that's good. But when you don't know stuff, you ask questions. It's a cliche, isn't it? All good leaders have a team around them. So you know far more about what you know than I do, but I know a little bit more about other stuff, and between us we can do sort of 10 times the world.
Right, so one of my final questions now. This is the epic storytelling place where we are within YMCA 175.
Yeah.
So if there's one story that you can tell me, and what I love as a good giggle, is there one memory that you've had within the YMCA that you just think back to and you just have the biggest smile on your face?
I was reminded yesterday that I went to YMCA Australia to their annual assembly, their annual conference, and it was in the north of the country in Australia. And they had a fantastic program to raise money to buy indigenous local people, Aboriginal people, passports to enable them to travel to international YMCA stuff. And the way they did that was to sell tickets to vote who was going to be fed to a crocodile. And you've paid a dollar per ticket and they raise several hundred dollars, and inevitably, if the world president was going to be there, he was going to be one of the guys that was going to be fed to a crocodile. So after about day three, we're in this place and we're looking down and there's a 5.5 meter crocodile, the third biggest crocodile in captivity. And I got lowered in a plastic tube in the water in my swimming costume to say hello to this crocodile. It was, of course, very safe, but nobody else wanted to do it. Crazy. But it raised money for young people. It showed that this world president was prepared to put his swimming costume on and go swimming with a crocodile. And it was just a lot of fun. Yeah.
That sounds exceptional. Last question then. We're going to go to the other end of the spectrum, and what's been the most heartbreaking and emotional memory for you that, maybe someone's story that you met with, or just maybe just being somewhere. So myself, I'm being really emotional this week. Hearing everybody's stories is fantastic.
Two quick responses. I'm an emotional sort of person. Yeah. And I've been in tears because of the frustration I have with stupid YMCA people that can't see sense and keep fighting and don't do the right thing. And that makes me mad. And I've been in tears with joy and laughter with... Let me give you an example. Being in a slum in Nairobi where We have a YMCA amongst 500,000 people that live in tin huts that are 2 meters square. No toilets anywhere other than public ones, and they're expensive so they don't get used. And in the middle of this, there's a YMCA. And there are kids there from the age of about 3 to 18. And they have a choir where they sing and they win awards. And they sang for me, and I was in tears because it's incredible. How beautiful YMCA. Yeah.
That's a beautiful story to hear. Thank you so much for talking to me today. This has been a really great experience for myself. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you for making it work.
Thank you.